This is St. Louis Public Radio. Missouri schools received their report cards today, and several struggling school districts showed marked signs of improvement. The report cards evaluate schools' test scores, but also things like attendance and graduation rates. One of the biggest gains this year was in the unaccredited Riverview Garden School District. It went from 45.4% last year to 79.3%, pushing it closer to regaining accreditation. St. Louis Public Radio's Tim Lloyd sat down with Riverview Garden Superintendent Scott Spurgeon to talk about the district's successful year.
We actually picked up a number of points this year in our academics, and we needed to take some time and spend a few years and really put together a solid academic foundation for each of our students. And this is year two of being able to do that. One of the biggest keys, I think, to our success and our continued success is we have the Missouri Reading Initiative program in place. And one of the things that I wanted to do when I first came into Riverview was to eliminate all those things that were not producing results or were ineffective for us. And so I'm a firm believer that we do a few things better than anybody rather than a whole lot of things not very well.
Rather than in the past saying, here's the bar, every student needs to clear this bar, or however many students you get to clear that bar, you get points based on that. These new standards say, were you able to move students closer to clearing that bar? You get points for that.
Progress and growth allows a district to be able to show sustainable improvement over time. And it allows districts the opportunity to display that improvement through growth scores or progress scores as we move towards that line, which we call the status line.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But, you know, getting better also means that the bar raises, so to speak. That means you have to keep making progress. This is great news for this year, but that means it's going to get tougher next year.
Absolutely. In fact, we're a district where we have only a score or two that would be in status. And so every year we have to re-earn every single one of those points. And so while this is such a tremendous celebration, we also know that we have to continue to stay even more strategic and more disciplined to the vision and to the focus to ensure our kids to receive the best education possible.
How much of this do you feel like is you really trying to change over the culture in a school? You know what I mean? When I call and when somebody picks up the phone, it's always a great day to be a Ram.
And a Ram I am.
So how much of this success is built on that kind of attitude?
Well, one of the greatest sayings I've heard stated recently was culture eats strategies for breakfast. And so if you can't change the climate and culture of a building, very little of what you will try to do will ever become so you're able to see it.
Mm-hmm. You know, I can't help but think when we're talking about these scores, thinking about everything that happened last school year. I think a lot of people still don't realize how much of the district it was touched by the events in Ferguson. And in particular, you know, your district includes the Canfield Green apartment complex where Michael Brown was fatally shot. And it was very disruptive, I know, for many of your students and your families in the district. Is looking at these scores, I mean, do you feel like across the district, this is sort of cathartic in some respect, that we got through this, and not only did we get through a very difficult period, but we also succeeded during that time?
It's very interesting, and I think character is revealed not in times that are going well, but it's revealed in times that are in crisis or in stress. And so I think through the Michael Brown incident last year, I believe our district revealed its character and that we persevered, we stay focused, we stay disciplined, and it really gives you a sense of who's teaching your children each day, because they showed up every day and got through it regardless of what they saw in the news or what may have been happening on the streets or the protests or, you know, all the other things we could cite. That list goes on and on and on. But the bottom line is that we have an organization that believes in the mission, and that mission is all about children. And so we knew that coming to school every day, making sure we stayed focused, was absolutely what we were all about, and it's exactly what we did. And as you mentioned before, a district that went through what we've been through over the last 2 years with student transfer and then with the Michael Brown incident and the Ferguson protest, and we still put 111 points on the board, that's tremendous.